What is the difference between the people, black and brown?
Well, different people have different opinions of that, and that's an excellent question. But the conclusion I've come to, and it could be an error, needs to be studied, is that all non-white people are basically black, and what you have are shades of black. Now, how black is black? I don't know. Because we just start at the starting place. Just pick out a person that you say is black, and then see if the person standing next to him is blacker than the person that is black. Or the person might be what is called lighter than the person that you just call black. So you would say that person appears to be, in the scale of things, brown, and then dark brown, and then light brown, and then light brown, maybe, if you're searching for words, and then beige, and then tan, and then what some people call light yellow or dark yellow. That would come first. Dark yellow, light yellow, you know, might even be something called yellow. Depends on how far you want to go with it. But these are all shades or variations of black. Why? Because the way the white supremacists have put it, within a political context rather than a genetic context, and that is, anything that's not white is black, or a shade of black, or a derivative of black, because white has no derivatives. In fact, white is supposed to be a non-color, according to the white supremacists, depending on what they want to say at the time, or how much confusion they want to make, because they are the ones who do the classifying. They are the ones that tell us what color people are. They'll say, oh, that's not yellow. That's blue. And you'll say, well, no, that's yellow. And they'll say, where'd you get the idea that that's yellow? And you say, well, that's what I've been taught that yellow is. And they'll say, who taught you that? And then you will say, oh, well, I don't remember, but I remember somebody told me that that's yellow. I think I know yellow when I see it. And they'll say, well, they just taught you wrong, because I decided 15 minutes ago that that's not yellow, that's blue. And you'll say, well, how can you just change a color just like that, or the name of a color just like that, just because you want to? How can you do that? And the white supremacists say, because I can do anything, and you can't. And if I say that is what it is, that's what it is. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to stand there and keep saying what you have been saying? Or are you going to say what I'm telling you to say? Or if you get mad about it, you're going to whip me? I said it's blue. You say, yeah, but even yesterday you said that it was yellow. I can do that. Well, why can you do that? Well, some are white supremacists, that's why. And what you say doesn't matter. Now, how about that? Try that on for size and see if it'll fit. And don't debate me, boy. Do what I say, think like I say. Shut up. See, we have to understand the mind of the white supremacists. They make the classifications. The so-called original classifications in this area of the world were black, white, and mulatto. Now they got all kinds of classifications. I didn't make them up. They did, presumably. Now, I don't know who they are by name, but I believe that they had something to do with the latest census. I believe a white supremacist had something to do with it. Why? Because it's confusing. Anything time you look at anything that's confusing, usually they had something to do with it. Now, you have a classification called some other race. Now, if I went down the street looking for some other race right now, I think that I would be looking for days because I wouldn't know what I was looking for. Some other race? That's a description. I have a piece of paper in my hand, said, Fuller, I want you to start out at midnight tonight and don't come back until you find out a person who is some other race and bring them in here. I want to talk to them. Don't you come back until you find them. I think I would be searching forever until I drop dead. Why? Because I wouldn't know what I was looking for. But that is a classification. If anybody looks at the last census that is put out, a classification of a race is some other race. Some other race other than what? I have no idea. And I haven't run into anybody who can tell me. Other than what? Other than all other races, I guess. But what would that race look like? It's about 21 categories, I think, somebody said. So if I eliminate all of those 21 categories and I'm left with the category of some other race, what would that some other race look like? Since I'm going by what race a person looks like or acts like or something, no description is given of some other race other than some other race. It didn't say some other race will be walking on their ears. Doesn't say that. So what would I be looking for? But that is an official category that you can actually put on a form when you apply for a job. I am of some other race. And no one can deny or say that you made a falsification, because when they look at it and you say some other race, and they'll say, well, that's no description of anything. What do you mean you are of some other race? And you say, well, that is one of the categories, and that's what I am. I chose that. You told me to make out the form to the best of my ability. I made it out. Some other race. Now I work with it. They would probably tell you, well, you go some other place and look for a job.
Do non-black people get treated better than black people in the system of racism, white supremacy?
Generally speaking, yes. Otherwise, there would be no purpose for white supremacy, really. White supremacy is about people classified as white mistreating people who are classified as non-white. So naturally, the treatment for white people would be, generally speaking, not in all instances, because white people do, in the system of white supremacy, mistreat each other, but not on a scale, and it's consistently and rigidly in all nine areas of activity on a daily basis, minute by minute, as they mistreat non-white people. If that were not the case, there would be no such thing as white supremacy. That would just be a chaotic situation where everybody's just mistreating everybody 24/7 with nobody getting anything out of it at all except death and misery. That's not the case in the system of white supremacy. Substantial numbers of white people do quite well in the system of white supremacy, according to, by well, meaning according to the standards given. Comfort, having choices, having benefits in all nine areas of activity, for the most part. If you're white, there's a lot to be gained from being white. Very few white people would want to be anything else other than white in the system of white supremacy, unless they are glutton for punishment. Some of them are, but most are not.
Mr. Fuller, it doesn't seem like you answered my question. I'm gonna phrase it just a little bit. Do non-white, non-black people get treated better than non-white black people in the system of racism, white supremacy?
Well, it depends on what the white supremacists want to do. Now, usually the darker the person is, that person is going to be mistreated more, because in the white supremacist culture, the darker anything is considered to be something that shouldn't be. That's dark anything. If it's a so-called dark day, that's a day to be avoided. You're not supposed to be able to do anything or want to do anything. They call it sometimes gloomy. They have all kind of terms for it. But anything that's dark, a dark mood, that's a mood that you should never be in, even though there's no way to photograph somebody's mood, I don't think. I mean, so how do you know the mood is dark? Why call it dark? They say, well, I feel bad. Oh, well, if you feel bad, you're in a dark mood. So anything associated with blackness or darkness, anything that seems to be of dark in color, like they'll say, you know, my spirits, they're down in the mud. Why? Because in the system of white supremacy, mud is considered dark. But it's nothing incorrect about mud. If you don't have mud, mud is a combination of dirt and water. And you gotta have dirt and water if you're going to eat. The food would all disappear from this planet without a combination of dirt plus water. And the blacker that dirt is, as any farmer can tell you, the better it is as far as providing nourishment. Now, that's not to say that anything that's white, I mean a white sheet or anything that's white, is derogatory. Just because something is white, that's in the universe too. You know, a white sheet of paper, it serves a purpose. But what it is, the white supremacists have made everything that's associated with darkness something that shouldn't even exist. Yet they chase it down and embrace it in a lot of ways. But that's a part of their confusion. Because it's a sickness. Racism is a sickness. It spawns all kinds of sicknesses. And anytime you get fired up about the color of anything, to the extent that you express some type of hatred for a color of anything in the universe, you're out of balance. And if other people buy into it, you get them out of balance. And then everything gets out of balance. You're subject to do anything that shouldn't be done once you're out of balance any kind of way. It's like a person falling down, I mean, in a shop full of glass. They're subject to knock over all kinds of glasses if they don't know what to grab because they're off balance. And they're very destructive. The white supremacists, by coming up with the very idea of this thing called racism, threw everything out of balance. And people's minds and their motivations are all messed up, both white people and non-white people, all over this planet, on account of that ideology that there's such a thing as a wrong color. Whatever created this universe put colors in the universe, green trees, brown grass. Then the grass turns brown, and the grass turns green. And it goes through different changes. The seasons change. The clouds sometimes look dark. Sometimes they look light. Really, they're neither one. I mean, that's the sun that determines that. But they look that way. Well, so what? It works. So if you get an attitude, quote unquote, toward it and want to destroy any of it just because of the way it looks, then you're out of balance. And that's what's got to change. And it's our job to change it through this thing called a counter-racist code, which we should keep adding to and improving until the job is done.
What are some constructive ways black people can help each other?
They can help each other by making all contacts constructive. Everything that people do is either in the constructive mode or category, or the non-constructive mode or category. And how can you tell the difference? By the result. So people shouldn't even contact each other. That's something black people, as a custom, black people have a habit that's been handed down through the ages of contacting each other just for the sake of contacting each other. That should never happen. They should always have a constructive reason for contacting each other. And make sure that that reason is constructive before they make the contact. And then the result would always be constructive. It's a very simple formula. But black people, out of habit, do not want to adhere to it. I think that most black people, and on the surface, they're correct. It seems like it's too restrictive. It seems like you can't enjoy anything if you do it that way. But actually, I think that if we try it, we can get in the habit of liking it. Because a lot of the habits that we like now do not work for us, do not work for the victims of racism. So that's the most important thing that non-white people can do. Make every contact constructive and produce a constructive result. Otherwise, there should be no contact at all. Now, you can have constructive contact and be very pleasant and enjoy yourself. Very easy to do. All I'm saying is, it shouldn't be non-constructive. Because non-constructive activity and non-constructive contacts make for non-constructive results, and that makes everybody miserable. So why go looking for trouble when we already have plenty of trouble? But that's a simple formula that every black person out here, every non-white person on the planet, as of this minute, can adopt that right now without even going through any practice period. Most of codification is about things you can do right now, and that's one of the major ones. Don't get on the cell phone and call anybody unless you're pretty well sure you have something constructive to say. Something that's going to help you, or something that's going to help the other person, or something that's going to help both of you.